I'd like a petit filet mignon, very lean. Not so lean that it lacks flavor, but not so fat that it leaves drippings on the plate. And I don't want it cooked, just lightly seared on either side, pink in the middle. Not a true pink, but not a mauve either. Something in between. Bearing in mind, the slightest error either way and it's ruined.
Okay.
And that's Niles on Frasier. And my husband, we recently went out, and I sit down at the restaurant and I say, I don't want any garlic, I don't want any onions, I don't want any scallions, and could you hold the peppers, the bell peppers, the green and red ones?
And this is in an Italian restaurant.
Don't put anything hot into it either. I don't want any hot spices. So that's called high maintenance. So if you're living with someone who's high maintenance, you can give me a call and maybe you can take it out on me. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and that means you can give me a call and ask me any question that you'd ask a counselor or a therapist. I'm a clinical psychologist, and my number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now, we're turning to the phones and welcoming Haley. Haley, you're having trouble with your husband.
Yes, ma'am. I guess my main problem is that I feel like I have to compete with our friends for my husband's attention. He seems to want to be with all of our friends, and I kind of get pushed to the side.
Okay, can you give me a recent, one of the most painful examples for that you recently went through?
Well, it's kind of hard to pinpoint one particular thing. Right off the top of my head, I don't really think of.
Yeah, like something you wanted to spend the evening with him, or you made dinner for him, or you were hoping to go on vacation alone with him, or you wanted to do something. You got a babysitter for the kids, or something. You wanted to do something on your own, and he had to go with friends.
Well, we don't go on vacations by ourselves. If we go on a vacation, he has to have our friends with us.
Does he?
Okay. Yes, or if we go out to eat.
How long have you been married?
Almost 23 years.
23 years. Was he always like this?
No. No, he didn't used to be like this.
Okay. When did it? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. We have a 16-year-old daughter, and I can't remember the last time the three of us went out together. I can't even remember the time when we did that. It seems like that now everything revolves around having our friends to go with us.
Go ahead.
I'm even to the point where, you know, it feels like if I approach him about this, he takes our friend's side over any feelings that I have.
Is it one set of friend, or do you rotate friends? Or explain to me what the nature is of the friendships.
Well, we have a lot of friends. I mean, he's a very sociable person. We're very sociable people. We have a lot of activities. It seems like he searches. He's constantly searching for something, and I don't know, maybe some inner kind of happiness. I'm not really sure, but we do so many different things. We have so many different activities, and these friends kind of share the same interest.
Yeah, give me, what activities, Haley?
Camping, boating. We just recently come back from Las Vegas. In 5 weeks, we're going on a cruise to Mexico. And all of this is with the same people.
Okay. With how many people?
The ones that are going on this cruise, there's about 30 of us.
30 of you?
Mm-hmm.
30 of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is this a group that you hang out together with, a particular group?
Yes. Yes.
And you're wanting your hubby back as an exclusive. When did you last have an exclusive time with him when you felt like you were important?
Really can't say.
Do you think he's having an affair at all?
No.
No?
I don't think he's that. One of our friends, one of his best friends' wife is a very pushy, flirty type of person, and that's a conflict with us. I don't trust her, and I don't like her. And he gets real defensive if I say anything because he's afraid of ruining his friendship with the husband, and I don't like the wife.
And here's the bottom line. In a romantic relationship, it's fundamentally an exclusive. It's your partner saying, I love you so much, Haley. I love you more than anyone else in the world. And I want to make our lives together so pleasurable. And then he would try to understand what's important to you. And he would learn that you want some exclusive time with him. And you said you had this. You've been married for 23 years. Mm-hmm. And you're not feeling that anymore. No. And instead, you're feeling like, hey, you're one of the girls. And I've got the girlfriends and the guy friends, and we'll all hang out together. Mm-hmm. It's more like a camp atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
What's the sex life like? A, B, C, or D, or F?
About a C minus.
A C minus. Do you miss
yeah.
it?
I miss the intimacy. It's not that it's non-existent.
Yeah.
It's
mechanical routine.
No, just not as often as what it used to be.
By your choosing or his choosing?
I guess I don't feel important enough to him.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting? Does he enjoy sex?
Yes, he does.
He does. Intimacy?
Yeah,
but not the closeness. Is it more mechanical sex that he enjoys?
Maybe, yeah.
And you like a different type of sex. So you need to know each other's sexual, what pleases each one of you sexually, and it's not working together. You don't have a couple's style, something that you both that brings both of you pleasure?
Right.
Okay, so you're wondering what to do. What's the main question? Are you wondering whether to stay in the marriage or how to reach him to see if he will change?
I want to know how to reach him.
How to reach
him? Because when I try to talk to him,
yeah,
he makes the statement that I want him. I can't say that word.
Okay.
he uses this word that I want him.
Yeah.
And that's not it. I just want a husband-wife relationship. I feel like I'm married to all these other people.
Okay, so you need to set your boundaries firmly, and you want to tell him, if you can remember one time when the two of you were together alone with nobody else and it worked well, then I would remember that instance. And let me give you an example, because we're running out of time here. But I would say, honey, I love you so much, and I miss us so much that it's breaking me apart inside. I know I've mentioned this before, we're always around other people, and I wonder what that barrier is there for. And I can remember the time. Do you remember the time we were on that island together and we ran around and we were so frisky and playful with one another? I miss those times, and I'm wondering if you do too. I'm wondering if we could run an experiment and just take a trip by ourselves within the next month. I would love doing that with nobody else. We can still take the other trips that we've planned, but just try an experiment and run a trip by ourselves. I also would go to my website and get two books. One is mm-hmm. The Sex-Starved Marriage by mm-hmm. Michelle Weiner Davis and Passionate Marriage by David Schnark, S-C-H-N-A-R-C-H. So I hope that helps. You want to reach out to him first. You deserve a much happier romantic relationship, and you want to work towards those ends. So thank you so much for your call, Haley, and let me know how things work out. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Your looks matter. They convey your attitude toward yourself. You can make two errors when it comes to your looks. You can believe that looks are everything and spend your life in front of a mirror trying to look just right. Or you can disregard or deliberately ignore your appearance or even intentionally make yourself look unappealing. You are neither a body without a mind nor a mind without a body. But both of those errors say something about your evaluation of yourself. And potential partners don't fall in love with a mindless body or a disembodied mind. They fall in love with you an integrated person with a body directed by your mind. How you take care of yourself and present yourself physically says a lot to a prospective romantic partner, as well as to a long-term partner.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.